This is Bird Note. One hard lesson we've learned about climate change is that rising sea levels aren't the only threat we have to plan for. Increasing storms have shown us how vital our wetlands are. These and other natural features of low-lying coastlines protect us from the tremendous energy released during storm surges. Rick Potvin, manager of the McKinney National Wildlife Refuge on Long Island Sound, oversees coastal and island habitat for wildlife. Even as they know some low-lying areas will be lost, Rick and communities along the southern Connecticut shore are planning ways to use green infrastructure, like dunes and wetlands, to absorb runoff and buffer tidal surges. The black-crowned night herons, snowy egrets, and great egrets that nest on the islands in the refuge will benefit from such foresight, Rick says.
What we need to do is to get our habitats in the most robust condition we can, because there will be a tipping point, and the animals that are, or the species that get on the other side of the tipping point in global climate change, they will probably survive. And it will be us doing the work before this tipping point in order to allow the animals as much time to acclimate to this tip.
Bird Note celebrates the efforts of public land managers to protect birds, habitat, and communities. Hear more stories of hope and learn how you can get involved at birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.